by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show, our morning program. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Azzurul. This program, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is all about, you know, the previous day has gone. It has gone, my dear viewers. Whatever difficulties you faced yesterday, whatever stress you were going through yesterday, then try to put it aside. Try to begin a new day. Yes, there are some worries which we all have. And, you know, there's things which do continue. But my dear viewers, whatever remains, try to be positive about it. That inshallah azzawajal, it shall be better. Inshallah azzawajal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is undoubtedly the most merciful. He shall, inshallah azzawajal, shower his blessings and mercy upon us. But one thing which we do not forget about, my dear viewers, the sins of the past, we must repent for those sins. This should also be part of our task, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that every day before we go to sleep, in the mornings, as soon as we wake up, as soon as we wake up, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should repent from all our previous sins. Now, Alhamdulillah, as usual, we have the tilawat, which is followed by the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we continue with today's topic. And as well as the topic, we have our daily reminder, daily hadith sharif. Those people who regularly watch Rise and Shine each and every single morning. Now, inshallah, yes, we normally begin by listening to the tilawat of the Quran. But inshallah, as we wait for the tilawat, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we shall first move on to, inshallah, our topic. What is today's topic? Today's topic, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we shall be hearing, listening, speaking about hospitality, about guests, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is something which I may have touched upon, but I don't think I have dedicated an entire episode to. Hospitality, being kind, and the etiquettes one should express, my dear viewers, and show, especially when having a guest. This is today's topic, inshallah azzawajal. Today we shall be speaking about our guests. Now, to begin with, there is a story I would like to mention, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It said that once Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu kareem, Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the fourth Khalifa, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu kareem, he fell ill. He once became ill, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And they say, and really it's beautiful. The companions, they had this love for each other. There was this mutual unity there was amongst the companions. They all loved each other, my dear viewers. You know, they didn't possess enmity for each other. No, there was no such thing. They all loved each other, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. What happened? Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu becomes ill. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he hears that Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem is ill. So what does he do? He decides to visit him. But what's beautiful is he himself doesn't only go to visit, but he also, you know, this is neki kidawa, this is calling towards goodness, calling towards good actions, my dear viewers. He approaches Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, And he informs Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, O Umar, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is ill, we should go see him. Hazrat Umar says, yes, we should. And then they go to Hazrat Usman ibn Affan, Hazrat Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they say that, O Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's ill. Let's go visit him. They say, yeah, let's go, let's all of us go visit him together. Now imagine you were ill, my dear viewers, and people came to visit you. This, you know, one of the lessons is visiting the ill, visiting the sick. This is something we should do. But imagine the joy and the happiness which Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-Kareem would have felt. That, you know, he's feeling ill, they've heard about it, what's happened, they've come to meet him. Now remember, just a side point, going on a tangent, my dear viewers, that when somebody is ill, it depends on their illness also. There are some illnesses which they do not completely dominate the person. So it is good to visit them. If you go to visit them, do not visit them for too long. Sit short for a short while and then leave. Other illnesses, my dear viewers, are such where, you know, a person would be longing for his friends. He's got nothing to do and he, you know, he can't sleep because he has such an illness. So he longs to speak to somebody, to have somebody with him. So in this case, spend extra time with that person, inshallah, they shall be rewarded. But sometimes people are in pain. People are in pain, or people are fatigued, they are tired, they need extra sleep, and they constantly have guests. If this is the case, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you know, visiting is a separate thing. You know, sometimes people don't wish for others to visit them, it could cause them more harm, then please do not visit them. So, you know, by you not visiting them, this shall be reward for you. This was just a side point. So, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, they go to visit Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-Kareem. Subhanallah. What happens? They come to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-Kareem sees, he himself opens the door, so which shows that, yes, he's ill, he's not that ill where he can't get up off his bed or anything, no. But he's able to come and invite them in. He sees them, he's excited. He sees them, he's excited, he invites them in. This is what should happen immediately. When somebody comes to your door, my dear viewers, you know, a guest, a relative, a brother, a fellow brother, then you invite them, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. You invite them in the home. And you invite them kindly with happiness, with a smile. This is one etiquette of the guests. That you wholeheartedly invite the guests into your house. And he said that there are six things which should not be delayed. There are six things which should not be delayed, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. One of these is inviting or offering the guest something. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-Kareem, he has three great guests with him. What does he do, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? Alhamdulillah, he azza the tilawat of the Quran is ready. We have not had the opportunity up until now. Let's listen to the tilawat of the Quran. And we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, Subhanallah, we have just listened to the tilawat of the Quran. After having listened to the tilawat of the Quran, we then move to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and then inshallah azza we shall come back to our topic. Let's listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi وعلى آله وسلم.
صلي على نبينا صلي على محمد صلي على شفينا صلي على محمد هم بي مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل صحیح ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل صحیح آقا ہمیں نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفینا صلی علی محمد کچھ ایسا کر رہے رو نظر آئے عجب نہیں کہ لکھو لو نظر آئے نقش پاک لگا
میرے دیگار آ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Many viewers up on the channel, for those of you that may have just joined us, Alhamdulillah, Azzurra. Today's topic is hospitality, being hospitable, being kind, especially in relation to guests. My dear viewers, when you have a guest, to be hospitable. MashaAllah, we're speaking about the story of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum, visiting, becoming the guests of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, who is ill. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wholeheartedly, with happiness, with joy, he invites them into his house. Now, immediately, what is it that he does, my dear viewers? He looks for some food. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he searches. Now, you wouldn't have separate rooms in that day and age. There wouldn't be walls separating rooms, my dear viewers, but there would be some sort of veil or some sort of curtain, you know, separating one place to another. So you can say he went towards the kitchen or where they keep their food, my dear viewers, upon the channel. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was no food in the house. There was no food in the house, subhanAllah. But he discovers, he sees that there is a silver bowl. There is a silver bowl, and this bowl has some honey in it. Little amount, small amount of honey within it. And there's also a hair in that bowl. He brings his bowl and he presents it to his guests. Now, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is present, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is present, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is present. And inshallah, the lessons we learn, the morals of the story, which we shall inshallah extrapolate after listening to what happened. Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are visiting Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali brings his silver bowl with only a small amount of honey and even a hair in this bowl, my dear viewers, inshallah. And then they say to themselves that before we begin, why don't we speak some good words? Why don't we speak some good words? Subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is encouraged to go first. You know, you are Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you have such a high status, you are so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should go first, you should speak first. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he speaks. And this bowl which is in front of him, he says that this bowl or the religion of Islam is more beautiful and more glamorous than this bowl. He states that the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sweeter than this honey. And he says the sharia is thinner, more intricate than this hair. Subhanallah, when he's speaking words, look at the words he speaks. And then it is the time for Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is again, you know, the greatest of people after the Prophet and after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What does he say? He says, Jannah is more beautiful and glamorous, brighter than this bowl. He says that its blessings, the blessings of Jannah, are sweeter than this honey. And the bridge of Sirat is thinner than this hair. My dear viewers, honestly, the words of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are so deep. Inshallah, if I remember, come back to this. And then Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he speaks. What does Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He says the Qur'an is brighter than this bowl. The recitation of the Qur'an, the tilawat of the Qur'an is sweeter than this honey. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that the tafsir of the Quran is thinner and more intricate than this hair. Subhanallah. So much, my dear viewers of the channel, from each and every single one of them. And then it is a turn for Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, to speak. What does he say? He says, my guests are brighter, more beautiful than this bowl. This is a silver bowl, my dear viewers. He says, my guests are more beautiful than this bowl. My guests' words, the words of my guests, the beautiful words, are even sweeter than this honey. And he says, and their hearts softer than, they are more soft than this hair. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, from the words of each and every single one of them, there is so many lessons to be learned today. Yes, it's just hospitality we are speaking about, but there are a few things I would like to mention. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, who spoke about the Sharia. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophets, he's the greatest of people, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, this is the level of their greatness. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, but above him and greater than him is Hazrat Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Greater than both of them is Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And greater than all three of these is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He mentions the greatness, the beauty of the religion. And then Hazrat Umar Farooq goes and speaks about the beauty of Jannah. Now remember, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that individual who states that, you know, that if on the day of judgment the announcement was to be made that everyone was to be sent to hell except for one, then I hope I was that one. And if everybody, it was announced that everybody will be sent to Jannah except one, then I have fear that I may be that one. So hope and fear. Similarly, he speaks about Jannah, the beauty of Jannah, and as well as that, he speaks about the Bridge of Sirat, which again shows us the Umar radiallahu anhu, there's always the two, my dear viewers. There's always the hope as well as the fear. Both things we must consider. Then Hazrat Uthman, he passed away reciting the glorious Quran. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The lessons we learn from the story. One is how he wholeheartedly invited them in. How when he saw them, he smiled. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu became happy to see them. Immediately he invited them in. And before sitting down, he went to bring something. He went to bring some sort of food, something for the guests, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he place this food, whatever he has, my dear viewers, and this is something which is very, very important. There's lessons to be learned from both sides. On the one side, we had people who, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he wasn't so rich at this time. Generally, he was a wealthy man. But he spent his money in the path of Islam, in the path of deen. But he is a nobleman, he's a wealthy man. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu's, you know, he was average. Hazrat Uthman Ghani, he's known as Uthman Ghani. Uthman the rich, he was amongst the richest of the people. He would give the most in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these rich and prominent, important people are his guests. And he's hosting those people. But he hosts them with whatever he has, whatever the best of what he has. Whatever he has, he comes and brings it to them. This is hospitality. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, a nobleman. Hazrat Umar, a nobleman. Hazrat Uthman, a nobleman. Each and every single one of them, none of them expressed any dislike as to what they were given. Other than for what you're bringing this in front of me. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, who's very poor. Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima, they were extremely poor, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. They rarely had food in the house. But they did not show any sign of dislike, which is also a lesson to those people who visit others. Sometimes we visit others because we consider we have to visit others. But if we do, then we think, oh no, I'm not going to take anything. Why? Because you don't feel comfortable eating at another person's house? No. There is barakah in this food. It's mentioned about this food, my dear viewers. Whatever you eat, you shall be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment. But when you present food to your guests, then you shall not be held accountable for this food. This is the beauty, the barakah in the food you grant to your guests. So these are a few etiquettes we have come to learn, my dear viewers of the channel. Inshallah Azzawajal, after our daily reminder, we shall hear some more etiquettes of the guest. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. What have we got today? A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to start off with, and this hadith has been quoted in Al-Majma'ul Awsat. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has reported to have said, shall I not inform you of the person hellfire is haram, prohibited for? The one who is good-natured, soft-spoken, forgiving, and fulfiller of people's needs. So many things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reminded us in this beautiful hadith. You know, he's reminded us that a Muslim is soft-spoken. He's reminded us a Muslim is forgiving. And he's reminded us that a Muslim is the one who fulfills the needs of people. How lucky that person is who fulfills the needs of other people. As they say, everyone lives for themselves. Try to live for others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll see the benefit and the mazah, the satisfaction that you will have to live for other people. And if you look at the life of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, throughout the life, seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see one beautiful thing highlighted. And that is that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always, you know, to try to take care of the affairs of other people. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through hardships and problems and calamities, yet our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always thought good about other people. Even though he went through a hard life, he was thinking of how to make a better life for Muslims. He went through problems, yet he always thought about how to remove problems from other people as well. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a mu'min is so good-natured and soft-spoken that people consider him a foolish person due to his gentleness. Now, sometimes the shaitan gets, you know, over us, and the shaitan says, well, I don't want to be too gentle. I don't want to be a gentle person. I want to be someone who is hard, who is strict. And we try to implement that in our homes, on our children, on our family, that we are always in the mood. We're always, you know, too hard on them. You know, but my dear Islam brothers, the reality is that a Muslim is very soft-spoken. A Muslim is not a fool. A Muslim, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, is someone who is polite. Such a beautiful narration that I'm going to mention to you about Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, be a man outside, be a child at home. Now, as they say, you know, goodness starts from the home. Our own family, they deserve that we be polite to them. And as a Muslim, never ever, you know, have this attitude that you're always angry, you're always in a bad mood. I just want to mention this hadith paak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a mu'min is like a camel led by a halter around its nose. If it is tied to something, it stopped. And if it is walked, it starts walking. If it is made to sit on a stony ground, it sits. Yani, you know, to put it into easy understanding is have your car in a neutral position. If someone wants to push you forward, you'll push you forward. If someone pushes you backwards, you're going to come backwards. So always be in a neutral position. Don't be stubborn on something that, no, this is going to happen because I said so. No, always be polite. Listen to other people's conversation. Other people will be giving their mashwara, their ideas. Listen to them before you make a judgment. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Glad tidings to the one who adopts humility without misery. Glad tidings to the one who keeps the company of scholars and wisdom and refrains from the company of the disgraced sinners. Glad tidings to the one who spends excessive wealth of his in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and avoids useless talking. Glad tidings to the one who is acting upon my sunnah and does not give it up to adopt bid'ah innovation. So many things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And one of the beautiful things I want to highlight from this hadith pak is the company of the scholars. Why the scholars? Because the scholars are the next of kin of the prophets of Allah. The scholars are the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knowledge that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we ask ourselves the question, how close am I to the Islamic scholars? Whenever I do things in my life, am I close to the scholars or am I really away from them? And another beautiful thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith pak is that he refrains from the company of the disgraced sinners. Those people who commit sin, he keeps well away from them. He doesn't, you know, hang around with these people. He doesn't stay with them. And he's always, always fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, as Muslims, my dear Islam brothers, do not give up a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, sometimes we might act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because of peer pressure, because of other pressure, people try to, you know, just to save the so-called humiliation. There is no humiliation in acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is always reward and there is always success in acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah azza wa jal, one beautiful thing that in our daily reminder of today was, we need to be polite. We need to have a smile on our face. When you meet with a Muslim, have a smile on your face. Be polite to him. Don't shout at him. Don't scold him. Don't remind him of his bad things that he's done to you. Just smile. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, if we are good to people in this world, Allah Ta'ala will forgive us and Allah Ta'ala will grant us paradise on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, speaking about hospitality, the etiquettes of hospitality, do's and don'ts, some things you should do, some things you should not do, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, one thing you should not do, this is for the host, he should not consider his guests to be a burden. He should not consider them to be a load, a burden upon him, no. But in fact, subhanAllah, something which has just come to mind. Who was the first person to really express hospitality, to invite guests, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, to show true hospitality? As mentioned, that the first was none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And is mentioned about their hospitality, really. Is mentioned they would never eat alone, they could never eat alone. But they would always be in search of a guest. And subhanAllah, they would sometimes travel, they would walk, you know, there was no such thing as cars or anything. They would walk a mile or so. If there was nobody to eat with them, they would walk up to a mile or so searching for somebody to come and eat with them, to invite them to their house, my dear viewers. SubhanAllah, this is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. A person, he himself would never eat alone. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would state that when a guest comes, I consider it to be the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states, you know, some people may be thinking that, you know, having a lot of guests, it costs a lot of money. And really this is, well, it's reality, isn't it? Some people actually do think this. I won't say anything more than this, subhanallah. But yes, you do have miserly people who do think that. They think, oh, yes, oh, you know, they think, oh, damn, I have guests. Remember, a guest coming also shows this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them to you. This is the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam says, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states that when a guest comes to your house, when a guest comes to visit you, he brings his own sustenance. That the guest brings his own sustenance, and when he leaves, he takes with him your sins. Subhanallah, really, this is so, so beautiful, honestly. Sometimes some people, they consider it a burden when guests come, oh damn it, I have to, you know, get good food, I have to put it in front of him, I was going to save this for later, I was going to have it myself, I was going to give it to somebody, or I need it later, what will I do? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that you're feeding the guest, it doesn't decrease what you have. The guest brings his own sustenance. It's so, so beautiful, really. And what's even more beautiful, that when the guests leave, he takes away your sins. Subhanallah. That your sins, meaning this is a means, subhanallah, for your sins to be forgiven, my dear viewers of the Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar, how beautiful is this? So do not ever think that there's going to be a loss to me financially in my sustenance. No. That sustenance is the sustenance of the guest. This food which you will be consuming with him, you will not be held accountable for it. And then when that guest leaves, subhanallah, it is a means for your sins to be given, forgiven. He takes your sins with him, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. The beauties, really, the excellences of having a guest. But remember, as I mentioned, you should. This is one of the etiquettes, you should not consider the guest to be a burden upon you. And if ever you do feel, you know, like you've got something to do, one thing for the guest is, he should not stay too long. This is an etiquette. When you go visit somebody, you shouldn't stay too long, because you could be burdening them. But the host, he should not express any displeasure. He should not express any hardship, or due to this person, now I can't do this, etc., etc. No. It's mentioned, and in fact, some people place a burden on their guest. Some people, they have a guest coming around, they make the guest do things. Yes, you get people like this. Sometimes you have a guest who is, you know, he's somehow inferior to you in some manner. For example, you know, you may be his boss. It may be that your own worker, your employee has come to visit you. It may be that, you know, a student has come to visit you. Somebody who looks up to you, my dear viewers, he has come to visit you. Then do not place a burden on them. Do not think, oh, you know, he'll do it, he'll get up and give me this, do this. No. Do not place a burden on your guests, and the guests should not place a burden on their host by not staying for too long. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzurul, each and every single day we listen to a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's go to our daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, I bring to you today a thought-provoking hadith narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, La yadkhulu an-nara illa shaqiyun, that no one shall enter hell except the doomed. It was asked, Qila ya Rasulullah wa man ash-shaqiyu, O Messenger of Allah, who is the one that is doomed? To which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that the person who is doomed is the one who never acts obediently to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not give up sins solely for his sake. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is very important for us to learn about Jahannam and scare ourselves with the horrific description we receive
throughout the glorious Quran and through the words of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that the depth of Jahannam is such that if a stone was to be thrown into the fire of hell, then even after 70 years, the stone won't reach its base. And the lightest punishment to be given to a dweller of Jahannam is that he will be made to wear shoes of fire that will result in his brain to boil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such acts that lead us towards hell. Ameen, bijahi nabil, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. A day views up on the channel for those that have just joined us today. We are speaking about hospitality. Now, it's said that there are six things which should not be delayed. Now, generally, you should not be hasty in things. Generally, you should not be hasty in doing things. You should think, you know, do things. But six things you should be hasty in doing, meaning you should quickly try to perform such acts. One of these is prayer. When the time comes for prayer, you should not delay it, but rather you should quickly pray. Another is the funeral. When a person passes away, don't wait for their relatives to come from abroad or anything else. No. You should not wait, my dear viewers, but you should try to, as quickly as possible, to bury the person. For marrying, my dear viewers, on Madani channel, paying off a debt and repenting from any sin. These are things which you should do very, very quickly. These are five. But the sixth mentioned is you should be hasty, you should be very, very quick in acting out what? That when a guest comes to your house, you should quickly bring them, you should quickly offer them. Now what happens, it's not always the case, but we will have it in many places where sometimes the guest is about to get up and leave, and then they say, you're not going to have a cup of tea? And the way they ask as well, you don't want a cup of tea, do you? You know, my dear viewers of Madani channel, hospitality honestly is very, very important. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that man yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim jarahu. That individual who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the akhirah, the hereafter, then he should be kind, he should be respectful to his neighbor. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And that person who believes in Allah, he believes in the akhirah, the hereafter, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. Then he should be hospitable, respectful, he should honor his guest. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we are Muslims. Muslims have been taught the best of etiquettes. Muslims have been taught and told from who the greatest of people, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Please be kind, be nice, respect your guest. Please do try to take today's moral, today's main lesson away with you. What is this? That guests are a blessing. Guests the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They bring the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They bring their own sustenance to take away your sins. They are a means of blessings for your home. So wholeheartedly invite guests, be kind to guests. So for you to, inshallah, gain more blessings, and in order to act upon the sunnahs of prophets and the sunnahs of the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That's all for now. But dear viewers, keep this on your mind at all times, that you must rise and shine by sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even though
the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.